Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. Way to start our 100th episode. Welcome to Screen 100. Heroes. We are Screen Heroes. I am Derek, one of your weekly hosts, who is going to turn down the gain on our new mic a little bit here because I'm very loud. I have my two other lovely hosts here with me, Ryan.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hi.
And this is episode 100. We are recording this live on Tuesday, January 16th, 2018, at twitch.tv/heroespodcast. You can join us every Tuesday and chat live, or you can download this later, as I'm sure most of you did. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a good year so far, though short, and I'm excited for us to start on the next 100 episodes of Screen Heroes.
Will there be an episode next week? Tune in to find out.
Why wouldn't there be an episode next week?
I mean, 100 is a good number to end on, is all I'm saying.
I'm going to be here next week.
Okay.
So if you guys don't show up, I guess I'll just talk. I'm sure I can come up with something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
You're just being really quiet.
Yeah, just...
letting it all soak in.
Well, it's 100. Exactly. 100 episodes is a lot, so... how many other podcasts get to 100 episodes?
I'm sure some.
Some. Not a lot, probably.
I don't know.
Most people would have given up by now, but not us.
I don't have that data.
Our failure doesn't matter. We just want to keep going and talking to the three people that sometimes watch an episode.
Hey.
I love those three people.
So what are we talking about today, guys? We're like a minute and a half in already. What are we talking about?
Oh, we came up with a fun idea to create our own sitcom. And
yes.
A little bit of rules for that, or our restrictions, our guidelines. We are the main characters, our individual selves. We're each pitching a show where we star, and we're playing ourselves. There are professional actors surrounding us, but...
allegedly.
I mean, in the show, not here at the table.
No, but I mean, some of the most classic sitcoms have less than Academy Award worthy actors as, you know, lead characters.
I said professional. So. I didn't say good.
My mistake.
There are differences there.
Fair enough. My mistake.
I feel like I need to turn this on.
Yeah, so it doesn't show up so well. Mm. It's just really, really bright. So I think we should turn that off. We have a sign that we can interchange now for those who actually watch the video portion of this, either on Twitch or YouTube.
Yes.
So, and it says Screen Heroes 100th with an exclamation point, which took me way too long to put together, I'll tell you that much.
Right?
I can imagine.
Yeah, it did.
Based on seeing you work on other things.
That's hurtful.
Well...
that is hurtful. All right, well, let's kick things off, guys. We got a few people in chat, which is cool. Welcome, everybody. Be sure to let us know, you know, if you have any comments or questions about our pitches, or if you have any ideas of your own. We'll be sure to note that for people.
Yes.
Before we start, though, we're going to try and change things up a little bit, where we start the shows with somewhat of a news or information segment, if anything interesting is going on.
We've been doing this for a while. It's just a little bit more official.
And yeah.
I'm coming a little bit more prepared to this and going to have you guys kind of
pop
stuff off me. First of all, they announced today, Marvel did, that Tom Holland's Spider-Man is going to be in the Venom movie. And I have zero problem with this. It makes a ton of sense to have a Spider-Man with a Venom. Here's my thing. Here's where I will literally walk out of the theater. If they try to convince me that Tom Hardy bullied Tom Holland in the same high school as Eddie Brock, I'm out. I'm done.
Didn't they have Eddie Brock in Homecoming?
They had Flash Thompson.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Okay.
They could age him down.
Stop it.
which is a thing we're doing now in movies, so we can just age him down to be like 16, 17.
Stop it. Are you going to age Tom Holland up so that Tom Hardy can play normally at some point? Like, what are we doing here? This is ridiculous.
You just need Tom Hardy to look closer to the way he looked in Star Trek Nemesis.
Whatever. Like,
I feel like it's just a last-ditch effort trying to get people to see the Venom movie that nobody cares about, apparently.
I think it's a last-ditch effort for Sony. Like, this is it. They're like, we're done. Fox caved way before we ever thought they were going to, so we have to come up with something or we're out. And I think this is it. They're out. But does this make Venom part of the MCU to you guys?
I mean,
is this movie, let's see, this would be number 21. It's the fourth MCU film this year, I guess.
It's such semantics, I feel like, when you get to this granular of a level. Like, I'm sure he's going to have a cameo in, like, a post-credit scene kind of thing, you know, like they did with The Incredible Hulk to bring it into the MCU. And then we'll have to wait and see if any of the other characters from Venom show up later in other MCU films. If that's the only connection the movie ever has, and Tom Holland is the only character who crosses over, then what does it matter?
Venom? I don't know.
This is probably tying into something else, but in some of the set photos and stuff for Avengers 4, not Avengers Infinity War, there's kind of a theory that they're going to go to alternate realities to pull heroes that died in the Avengers 3 back so that they can go back in time and defeat Thanos, something along those lines. And it wouldn't surprise me if that Venom thing, although that's coming out this year, so I don't know how they would do that, but like if it was an alternate, I don't know.
I mean, it could be an alternate Spidey, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we already know there's alternate dimensions because it's Doctor Strange, and like there's the microscopic dimension or whatever it is in Ant-Man.
And it's not a new thing to science fiction or even comic book stuff. I mean, the DC's been doing it with the multiverse on the CW shows. Yeah. Star Trek's had multiple timelines.
We have a multiverse
like that.
Yeah. In our podcast.
We do. On Welcome to Earth 2 every Friday.
The Joshua Trank Fantastic Four, they got their powers by going to another dimension instead of outer space.
And Stan Lee has been in every Marvel non-MCU movie and MCU movie, right?
Right.
Isn't that so? I mean, are those all in the same universe?
X-Men, and that was it.
Right? Like, are those all in the same universe? Come on.
That's part of the problem, right? But I mean, I guess you could have, like, I mean, assuming, for example, let's pretend that Tony is the one who creates the technology that lets him cross over or something. Tony sends Tom Holland Spider-Man into this universe to go get somebody, you know, and Venom's
a
there.
MacGuffin.
I mean, yeah, like, I guess you could do that.
I just want him to be part of the story, because a Venom movie by itself makes zero sense to me to start out with. You want to do Agent Venom down the line where he's this anti-hero? That's fine. He can hold his own movie with that storyline. You can't. You need Spider-Man to create Venom. You need him. Now, you don't have to suit him up in the black suit. You can't just have the symbiote and Spider-Man accidentally, like, get Eddie infected. But you can't have a Venom movie without Spider-Man being an integral character.
Oh, sorry.
So,
but it sounds like that's what they're doing.
I don't want a stupid cameo. I want Tom Holland and Tom Hardy to be, like, front and center. That's it.
I understand that wish. I just don't... Like,
that wish.
From what I read, that doesn't sound
for
like...
You.
No, it just doesn't sound like that's what's happening. It sounds like they're doing a Venom and Carnage film, and Tom Holland is going to show up for a minute.
Ugh.
That's what it sounded like, from what I read.
Seems likely.
You know? So, don't get me wrong. Like, your thing makes more, like, continuity sense.
Well, thank
but
you.
It doesn't mean that's what they're going
to do. It actually does. It makes less continuity sense, because there's... If you have him be a main character, then you have to explain, is Venom in the MCU? If it's just like a cameo after the credits, it's like an Ash or an Evil Dead situation where it's like, does this happen in the same universe? You know what I mean?
If Tom Holland is in 30%, 40% of the film, then it's an MCU movie.
Yeah. Right, but why has Venom not exist? You know what I mean? Like,
well, it happened. That's like if it's his origin story.
So the Avengers, but all the. I mean, it just gets a little.
It depends what the movie's about.
Think.
If he becomes Venom in the movie, then there's no questions to really answer. Eddie Brock just wasn't a factor in Homecoming because he was a normal person.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying. And Homecoming already screwed up the timeline. So, I mean, who knows what's going on. After Infinity War, we have no idea who's going to be alive necessarily and what timeline they're going to be from, you know? So, we'll have to kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of Spider-Man, though, just to kind of
segue.
Can we
stop talking about Spider-Man?
This is tangential, but somewhat related. The two guys who wrote Homecoming are apparently going to direct Flashpoint.
Uh-huh.
which is weird. Speaking of, you know, crossing
everybody
the streams.
Everybody wants the Russo brothers nowadays, and they right? can't have them. Like, we had the brother team of the Wachowskis, and now they're a sister team. And then we had...
Sibling team.
No, they're sisters. They both transitioned.
They both did?
Yes.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yes. You should be.
Pay attention to her.
Then you have the Russo brothers come and knock it out of the park. So everybody wants, like, this brother team, and they can't have it, because obviously they get fired from Star Wars. So.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's bad. Spider-Man Homecoming was a serviceable film. It took Sony, you know, 5 Spider-Man tries, and they got one that was great. I would argue for 2, but Marvel had the character for 5 seconds and they made a better film than Sony. So.
I mean, it's Iron Man 4, but whatever.
It's, you know.
And also, it's not better than the good Sony ones. So.
It's not.
I think the first 2 Spider-Man films are still very good superhero films, and Spider-Man 2 is still one of the best superhero films.
There's a lot I liked in Amazing Spider-Man. There's a lot I disliked in Amazing Spider-Man 2. So I'm not saying Homecoming was better than Spider-Man or Amazing Spider-Man, but not by much.
Look, I think that Sony doesn't necessarily get the credit it deserves. I think it's handled Spider-Man decently over the years. And it's difficult because they're in a position where they have to continuously use the rights or they do lose them. And Marvel's not in that position. Because Marvel sold those rights when they were going out of business to Sony. Sony did them a favor. And people need to kind of remember that when we're talking about these rights...
Where were you in the 90s when they were going bankrupt?
Marvel Studios would not exist if Marvel had not sold the rights to Sony and Fox that they sold, and Universal that they sold. So that's an important thing when people are just like, Sony just should just give the rights back. No, that's not how business works, and that's not how we got the MCU. Okay, the MCU got where it was because Marvel had to go with Iron Man. We wouldn't have the MCU if it had gone a different way, necessarily.
It's true.
Right, because they would have focused on Wolverine, Hulk, and Spider-Man, right. who were their biggest selling characters at that time.
Yes, exactly.
That's what would have happened. So, a little bit about X-Men. Gifted is doing incredibly well, and the writers are hyping season 2 like crazy. They want to bring in the Morlocks, which, if you don't know, is an underground freakish.
I thought it was a thing in World of Warcraft.
They're from the Time Machine, right?
You guys are mean. Murlocs. Yes, the Morlocks were taken from the Time Machine.
Just saying, the story's a little bit older, I think.
No, you're totally right. In the comics, the Morlocks cannot disguise themselves as humans. They're too weird looking, there's no way, so they live in the sewers and underground, and they have some pretty intense powers. Caliban, who is in Wolverine Origins, Logan, and they put Caliban in
Apocalypse,
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Easily forgettable.
I forgot. I totally forgot.
The character and the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Callisto, who was in X-Men The Last Stand, is also, the two of them are.
They threw a lot at the wall for Last Stand.
They
did. There's a lot of characters in there.
Well, apparently Brett Ratner is just a great guy and understands so many things about life and comics and women altogether.
That's true. I've heard that about him.
Yeah. But no, The Gifted wants to do that. They want to do X-Factor.
Wasn't there already a show called X-Factor?
There was.
Is that not the same thing?
No.
Okay.
X-Factor in the comics is a...
It wasn't a game show?
Small group of mutant... detectives. They're a private investigator group, and it involves Multiple Man and Siren and a few others. So,
cool.
In fact, that's how I got my namesake, Siren.
Cool. I figured it was like Greek mythology or something, but you know, whatever.
Well, no, that's how I spelled the name, is because of her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, New Mutants got pushed.
It did.
To February of 2019, and Deadpool 2 got moved up to before Star Wars, a Han Solo film, or whatever they're calling it.
Totally okay with it.
So that shuffle was kind of interesting. I'm a little disappointed because I wanted to see New Mutants. I like the idea of a horror film.
Looking forward to that much more than I was Dark Phoenix.
Yes, exactly.
But if it's been pushed, it's likely that it's not something you would have liked anyway.
I mean, you're probably right.
Yeah. There's a good chance.
Though. Now maybe it'll be what you wanted it to be.
According to the studio, they were saying that they needed it. They wanted it to be scarier. It wasn't scary enough. And I'm wondering if maybe it had something to do with that. You know, it kind of hit and became this really popular, like, intense horror film.
Yeah.
And New Mutants would have been well under production by the time it landed in theaters. So they are probably just kind of adjusting course a little bit.
Probably.
Could be.
So.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp released a official photo today.
Yeah.
They did. Looks good.
Her in the helmet.
That suit. Oh, my gosh. The Wasp suit is cool. Like, I feel like I'm taking a little bit away from the Wasp suit, but the colors are so dull, it really doesn't appeal to me as much as the Paul Rudd Ant-Man suit for this one.
I wish they would have gone with the black and the gold.
I wish it would have been a brighter.
Blue and bronze.
Yeah, the gold looks like bronze, and I think that's a lot of the problem. But the red and the black and the texture that they went with for the Ant-Man suit in this one, it's a very good-looking suit. One of my favorite superhero suits.
So I kind of like the kind of more dull color set. I think that's more realistic. Like, superheroes always have these super bright, colorful, contrasted costumes. And like,
but Ant-Man's isn't that bright. It's dull
it's
red.
It's brighter.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying you can go with a more muted. I mean, look at Man of Steel or Batman v Superman. Both all the colors in those movies were muted and everybody was okay with it.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I like Wasp's mutedness to it.
You wish that Superman was in a brown suit.
No, because Superman and Captain America and Iron Man are different characters, right? Their color scheme has a purpose to it.
Wasp should be boring.
This is
That's
my
not
thing.
What I said.
The women in the MCU have gotten, like, really lame costumes. Black Widow's is very tactical, and I really loved the addition of the blue electricity running through it.
Which was short-lived.
It was. It was totally short-lived and very weird-looking and terrible for cosplayers, so that sucked. I'm sorry. But Scarlet Witch looks weird, and now Wasp looks weird.
I think her suit design is really good. That's the thing. It's like everything looks good. The helmet is a cool design. It's just the muted colors bother me. Yeah. It's like earth tones.
But even if you would have went with the comic book black and gold, the gold would have been so bright on top of the black, it would have looked amazing.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
If Captain Marvel is muted, I'm done. Like,
I don't think, based on the director and the way that universe. Oh, Captain Marvel. Wrong Captain Marvel. Sorry.
There are two.
Not Shazam.
There
right. I was thinking, well, they've been muted in the DC universe, too, yes. So it's like, I don't know.
No, I'd actually be okay if they went with, like, a burgundy instead of a red.
I'd be okay if it was, like, a Man of Steel red.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit brighter.
I'm fine.
I don't know.
All
right. We went way off base.
What are you doing?
I didn't do it. I'm just
judgmental.
I'm
just looking. Chat wants a hot pink wasp, so.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like a sex move. Like the hot pink wasp.
What would that be? Oh, wait, this isn't explicit. We can't do that.
We're not going that route. We're going
to
move on.
Go to Earth 2 if you want that.
Rich white women and vaginas. That's what I've got right now.
Okay. So. Any more news?
That's it. A lot of Marvel stuff. The Jays.
Okay. There was Mark Strong being cast.
Yes, which is huge. Mark Strong, I love. We all love him, I think.
Very excited. He said himself that after, you know, Green Lantern, he feels like he has unfinished business with DC, which makes me feel really positive that he wants in and is.
And he's a great actor,
so
if they give him good material.
He was my favorite part of Kingsman, too.
No question.
He was great in Kick-Ass. He was great in. I mean, he's been great. He was really not that bad in Green Lantern. I mean, I think that
he
was one of the better parts. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why, if anybody's disappointed, it's because we just don't get to see that storyline continue and find out that he actually becomes a Yellow Lantern and all that stuff.
Well, he starts it, and
yeah. So, I mean, that would have been really cool to see. I love Marshall. I've never been disappointed in him, ever.
And Zachary Levi getting jacked for the role.
Yeah,
he looks so weird. It looks like old Zachary Levi's head on, like, somebody else's body.
It reminds me a bit of, what's his name? From The Office. His real name is Jared. Yeah, Jim. He got totally jacked for that war movie.
Oh, yeah. It's so weird to see him like
super
that.
Weird.
But at least he grew a beard, so, like, you know, you can kind of disassociate it with it. This looks like the same Zachary Levi from Chuck and everything else, except, like, bodybuilder version, you know?
He's trying the Kylo Ren look.
No, his belt doesn't go high enough for that.
He only wears that for special occasions.
Need the belt to almost touch the nips.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost, almost.
Just slightly below the nips. Hit nip and you've gone too far.
Pants are too high.
That's right.
I don't even know what to say.
Have you guys done the Kylo Ren challenge yet?
What is the Kylo Ren challenge?
I need you both to do that.
What is it?
You don't want that. I don't want that.
I'm going to.
The world does not want that.
I don't want it, but what is it?
It's where you dress like him. Oh, you pull your pants up
and take a shirt. Yeah, take a shirt. take a shirtless selfie with the Kylo Ren.
No one needs to see this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to expose the world to that.
No.
You guys are mean. Just.
I'm hairy.
Yeah, we know.
I'm like Robin Williams under here.
You are not.
No, I'm not that hairy, but.
No.
Yet. I'm still young. There's time.
Robin Williams was that hairy at like 10, or have you not seen Jack?
Wow.
He has not seen Jack.
No, I have. That's the one where he ages very quickly.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Okay.
It's a sad movie.
It is, because he's giving his graduation speech at the end, and you know he's going to die in like 2 days.
Yeah, like, that's super sad. That movie's
depressing.
Why
are you making him go through high school? Like,
it does seem wrong, right? All right, let's do this then. Let's kick things off.
Sitcoms!
So, yeah, we pitched our own sitcoms. This is something we haven't really done before. We've done pitches before.
I suggested this topic for our 100th episode because this whole time we have done mostly reviews or we've picked our favorite this and that, but this is about us. This is a hyper-fictionalized version of our life where we have, you know, problems that get solved in 30 minutes or less, and we have very attractive counterparts, and, you know.
What is that? That's not fictional.
No, Marcy's hot.
My gosh, jeez, come on. Anyway, I'm not sure how we're going to fill 40 minutes with this, but we're going to do our best to fluff the heck out of this one, guys.
This is going to be really tough for me.
I brought interview questions for you guys. Oh, good lord.
This is going
to
be tough. So then maybe you should go first.
Well, we're going to split this up a bit. I'm not going to pitch my entire show right away. I'm going to say that my sitcom, I did not actually think of a name. I can't come up with a name for this stupid thing. So I am a 20-something who's,
Okay.
That's how
I didn't know we were allowed to de-age ourselves in this.
Dude.
I mean, forward age, because you're obviously 18.
Look, dude. Have you seen Riverdale?
No, I have not seen Riverdale, actually. But.
Late 20-something, I have a complicated relationship with my parents. And episode number one, I break up with a long-term boyfriend because he proposes and I'm not ready for it. So we start with there.
Is that a hint?
Yes.
That you're going to get dumped if you propose? Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
That would have been great for episode 100. Why didn't you do that?
So that's my premise, that I want to stay away from societal pressures, marriage and kids, and the parents put that on me. So that's my entire premise.
I'm still wondering when we're getting to the fictional part.
The hyper fictionalized. Right, yes.
All right.
Mine's a little bit more of a departure. You're like, you could.
Mine's
do yours.
Is a way departure. So yeah.
Okay, so you guys pitch your premises.
No, well, you're
still done.
Finish.
No, that's like the premise of my show.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you, cast.
So it's like Dawson's Creek for like a late 20-something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. So you're How I Met Your Mother, but right after Lily leaves.
You're Lily. I'm Robin.
It sounds more like you're Lily.
Okay, that's fine.
In San Francisco.
I'd much rather be Lily, but I'm not sad about it. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a job. I have my parents cast. I have the love interest cast. Like, I have everything else. I just figured we'd
split it. I wonder if the love interest looks like you, Derek.
Okay. Ryan, what's yours?
Oh, gosh. We're going to go straight there.
Yeah,
huh?
We are.
I don't know how much to reveal, but I can't really, like, reveal a small amount without it, like, giving everything away.
Okay, so sitcoms are usually based on one of three things. It either focuses on your job, focuses on your family, or it focuses on your friend group.
So, I would say friend group if I had to pick one of the three of those.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Are you single? Are you married? Are you divorced?
It's not relevant to the story.
Okay. That's like if you're the main character, love interest is usually very focal.
I don't have to worry about that in mine. Wow. There's not a lot of other focuses all over the place.
Okay. Well, how many friends are in your friend group?
For the main cast, yeah, two besides me.
That's a good amount. So it's more like Trailer Park Boys, where you got a good trio as opposed to a
yeah, it's not ensemble. Like Friends. Yeah, it's not yeah. Friends. Yeah, okay. Slightly more intimate okay. than that, hats. So to speak.
Hats.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to get?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want me to go through the whole thing right now?
If you want.
Well, I mean, we've got kind of the premise. Do you have a job in your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a generic location?
Yeah. What city are you located in?
Hell's Kitchen, New York. Yeah.
Are you pretending to be Daredevil?
No, I'm not. Well, actually, potentially.
Are you Punisher?
Potentially.
Potentially. Okay, I like that. All right, Derek. What's your premise?
All right. So mine is early mid 30s. And it kind of starts off, I've kind of merged...
What's some, early mid?
Like...
33.
Yeah, 32, 33, 34, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, if you cast a 37-year-old, you've gone too far. Okay.
Like kidding nips.
Okay. And so basically, that's the age bracket. And my character has been working... in, you know, the very stereotypical corporate world for, you know, his whole adult life in a big cubicle somewhere, you know, crunching numbers, very much like, you know, Office Space or the way Matt Perry's character Chandler starts on Friends.
Sure.
Okay. And one day I'm fed up and I decide I'm done with this. And I quit my job to start my own video game company with a small group of friends.
That's nice.
And in the meantime, because we're totally broke and it doesn't make any money because that's how video game development works when you start out, I have a bartending job. And cute. So the show primarily takes place where we're making the video game company and the bar. It's kind of two primary locations. And so it focuses on the core group that are working with me to do that. And they're also friends. And so there's some... social situations involved as well.
I like it.
Is the general premise of the show.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I should actually say my premise because I feel like you guys have given away like 80% of yours and I haven't given anything.
80%.
Show's over, guys.
An argument could be made for 81. Okay, yeah. So the story is I'm having trouble affording rent in my apartment in Hell's Kitchen. So I make a post on Craigslist looking for roommates. The only people that respond are Deadpool and Rorschach. And, yeah, so I, out of desperation, they're now my roommates. And because that situation isn't already ridiculous enough, towards the end of the first episode when I'm cleaning up after my super people roommates, I find a glowing device on a table. And, long story short, it is a quantum leap device, and Deadpool and Rorschach are my Al, and they're guiding me on quantum leap situations through comic books and pop culture and trying to fix situations that have gone bad, similar to the TV show Quantum Leap, but instead in a pop culture like...
So Quantum Leap meets Ready Player One.
Kind of, yeah.
Once again, Ryan has won the pitches. Derek and I are fired.
I'm sorry. I was under the impression I couldn't buy all the rights in the world for my show.
It said it was a dream. Like, I could do anything. And that the only restriction was that I had to be in it.
You're right. Now, in chat, Chagrin asked if mine was basically a mixture of Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Silicon Valley. And I think that's kind of a good example.
I watched that show.
I didn't watch either of those shows. So.
I do want mine. So
I watched both.
I won't tune into Derek's, apparently.
I'm from Philly, so if the show wasn't going to take place here in Kansas City, I was actually thinking of having it take place in Philly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not that far, of course, from New York and D.C., and you can do some fun stuff in those locations rather than just Kansas City. So that was a thought of mine as well.
But, nice.
Yeah.
So when I find the glowing device, Scott Bakula is playing Al, because I need Scott Bakula in it. But then
I thought Deadpool and Rorschach.
They are. But yeah, Deadpool,
Al, the blind Al.
Deadpool comes out of the bathroom and sees the hologram Al, Scott Bakula in front of him, and immediately decapitates him and gets turned into Al. And then Rorschach, who's been brooding the whole time in the ceiling... shoots Deadpool with his grapple gun, and then he turns into the hologram Al, but then because Deadpool regenerates, he comes back, and now they're both the hologram Al's. Not really fused together, but yeah, they're kind of my...
So when Rorschach becomes Al, does he get to keep the beans?
There's actually episode number 7 is called Rorschach Spilled Bean Juice on the Carpet Again, Human Bean Juice. So.
All right.
Yes. So it's kind of split. The show is split between episodes that are like fixing major problems in pop culture, like in a Quantum Leap style, and also like just situational comedy between roommates.
All right. Cool. So.
Oh, I feel like I just killed the vibe in the room.
We just approached this very differently. See, yeah. I modeled my sitcom off of the sitcoms that you see here in front of you.
Right.
You know, How I Met Your Mother, Seinfeld, Fresh Prince, Scrubs, shows like Friends, and
so you wanted to stay inside the box.
I was thinking sitcom, okay. Situational comedy.
Situational comedy doesn't describe my show at all. Right. Good point.
I didn't say that, but
you're
it does.
You're implying it.
Well...
Oh my god.
It creates an interesting conversation. Is the Orville a situational comedy?
I think you can consider it that, yeah.
Stop it, guys.
I think because it's not set, like, in our world, in this box, with 5 people that make enough money to afford this apartment somehow, but then have no job.
I do hate that so
and
much.
In every sitcom. Just because it's not set like
Why
that doesn't mean it's not a sitcom.
Have a coffee house? When do they work?
To be fair, Monica has the apartment from her grandmother, so it's rent controlled for like 30 years, so it's super cheap.
Yes.
They do explain that.
Okay.
Just saying. She always has a roommate. She never lives by herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, short period of time at the beginning of the show. And then Rachel moves in. Just explaining. I like sitcoms, so... okay, well then, Ray, do you want to tell us a little bit more about yours then?
Yeah, okay, so I wanted to pick a job that I've always wanted, and I've always wanted to be a comic book writer, so I figured I'd be a comic book writer in this little fictional world. And so it takes place in California, probably Anaheim area.
So you can go to Disneyland.
Yeah. So I can go to Disneyland. So I can be close to Disney
Derek
and all
that's
of their
hilarious.
Studios.
He thinks
I know.
That's hilarious.
Like, why is it hilarious
but is that, a
that
sitcom?
I want to enjoy Disneyland? Every ABC sitcom got to go to Disneyland in the 90s. Why can't I do this?
I didn't say you can.
Okay.
I asked a question.
Stop crushing my dreams.
I just feel very attacked over here.
Well, you were attacking both of us for our ideas.
I was not. I was not attacking. I was asking questions. I was posing questions. Chat agrees with you. Chat says that Orwell
that's right,
is
Chat.
Comedy sci-fi.
I knew I liked you.
Orville.
That's what I said.
Orwell.
I did say Orwell.
Yeah. He is not comedy. Just
not
just sci-fi.
Not often.
So yeah, I decided to be a comic book writer, and I'm working hard, and it's a, you know, kind of tough industry. So there's some fun episodes with random misogyny and Twitter fights and things like that. So I got planned for that.
So, like, real life, except funnier?
Yeah, except, like, I win the
yours
internet
is like
arguments.
Not. Oh, okay. Well, that would... Now you're talking hyper-fictionalized.
Right.
Yeah, that... I thought it was more realistic until then.
No.
This is the Ray show if she had good writers. Like, that's what it is, you know?
It's my life, only better. So, I will talk a little bit about the love life. So, the very first episode where I break up with the guy, I wanted it to be a really famous actor that used to do TV, hasn't done TV in years, so because he's just appearing in this one episode and then he's done. And I want that to be Ryan Reynolds. I want Ryan Reynolds.
How can he do your show if he's doing my show? I've got him locked into the contract. Sorry.
Maybe I thought I had endless rights here.
You guys are on the same network.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we made that the rule.
Yes. But no, I want a situation.
You threw
the
rules. The
Hero Podcast Network.
Look, you threw the rules out the window.
Proposes to me.
Whereas,
that's all I want.
As long as a show is funny, it's a sitcom. That's the rule now. So there are no other rules.
He's really
rule.
Hurt that I didn't like make it a bunch of people living in an apartment like
not,
eating beans.
I am not hurt by that at all. It's hilarious.
It's
I'm
avocado
not...
toast now.
Okay,
come on.
My mistake.
Don't support that nonsense.
Look, avocado is delicious. Toast is fine.
I actually don't like avocados.
Have you had avocado toast?
It's instead of using butter, you put avocado on there.
That doesn't
and then
answer
you put,
my
like,
question.
Salt and pepper. Like...
So you have had avocado
no,
toast.
I've never had
what do you think she does when you're gone, Derek?
I'm just curious. I want
cosplay work accomplished. That's there you what go. I do.
And put avocado on everything.
She watches a lot of Top Chef.
Can't argue that.
Is that going to be in the show?
No.
Okay.
No.
On the show, she watches Iron Chef. Totally different.
Hmm.
So the love interest for the rest of the show, I want a budding romance for 6 seasons with Chris Hardwick. Not playing anybody. He's Chris Hardwick. And I just bump into him in California.
And he's not married in this universe.
He's not married in this universe.
That makes
not
it less drama filled. But I can appreciate it.
He can be in a relationship with other people throughout the series. Like, I want this to be the will they or won't they.
Can one of his potential relationships be Daryl Dixon?
Sure.
Not Norman Reedus.
Not Norman Reedus.
So then he is Chris Hardwick in the sense that, like, you know, he still does the Talking Dead.
And the Nerdist,
making sure. Okay.
He did At Midnight. He's the host of The Wall. Like, yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was, like, you know, an evil Will Wheaton on Big Bang Theory thing.
No.
Okay. Because he becomes much more Will Wheaton as his appearances go on.
Because I kept asking him back, and he's like, guys, I don't want people to hate me. Stop it.
His episodes are usually my favorites.
That's because Will Wheaton is great, and he makes everything else pale in comparison.
He's pretty fun. Anyway.
Your turn. It's your turn to say more stuff about your show.
Okay.
Do you have parents in this world?
I didn't really think about family as much, because this was really just focusing on, like, building the video game company and having it not go particularly well, so...
So what actors are standing by your side?
I didn't have any specific actors. I wanted all newcomers, because so the average sitcom, you know, usually starts with whatever your lead is, and then usually a lot of up-and-coming or newer actors, because if you have, you know, several A-list stars, they're going to want to do, you know... movies and things like that, and then they have to disappear for chunks of time, you know, like Jason Segel on How I Met Your Mother and things like that. And I don't want any of those things. So these are going to be relatively new actors that are roughly in my age range. You know, the idea is that we, you know, one of them is going to be like a coworker. We've worked together at the same kind of corporate slog, and both want to get out at the same time. And then the two other guys are old college buddies that we kind of, you know, we grew up together, we went to college together, and I'd always joked around about, you know, doing all this really cool stuff after college, and we all wound up having, you know, very normal, boring jobs, right? You know, one of the guys is an accountant, and, you know, I'm doing, you know, I was going to have mine be, like, really, like, nondescript, like, just, like, computer work. No, nothing specific at all. Very, very boring, right? Each episode, I wanted it to be named after some classic, computer or video game, like, release concept, right? So, like, really classic video game taglines or, original, like, operating system launches and computer launches to kind of match, like, as the game company progresses over time, you kind of see the timeline of the technology progress.
That's cute.
So.
I know a lot of TV shows have a naming theme throughout everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Scrubs always did it, you know, which I thought was really cool. I love the way the Scrubs did it. Not as many shows do it as I would like, but I think it's really clever when a show can stick to something like that for an extended period of time. So that was my goal.
Absolutely.
That's about all I...
That's all you've got?
That's all I've really got, to be totally honest with you.
Then cast your parents just for fun. They'll make an appearance here and there. Like, and have them be fun cameos that come on once or twice.
It can't be Ryan Reynolds, because he's busy doing my show and her show.
Just one episode?
Well, yeah, I imagine you're going to need him there a lot.
Come on.
If I'm casting people, then I definitely have to say that John Wesley Shipp is my dad.
I think that's great.
John Wesley Shipp is cast as my father.
Okay.
I think that would be really amazing.
Okay. I think that's good.
So, there you go.
You only have one parent?
He spawned by...
No, no.
Spawned his mom?
Mitosis.
I think it would be an interesting thing to flip. So, in the real world, my dad passed away a few years ago, so I just have my mom. So, in the sitcom, we'll flip it.
And you just have a dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that works. I think John Wesley Shipp is a good match for me and my character.
I was surprised you didn't pick Joe West, so from Flash.
Nothing personal. I really like John Wesley Shipp. So
I do too, but I mean, he's only in like four episodes.
Well, he can be your dad.
I'd go for that. Am I in your show?
Sure.
Okay.
You can work at the bar with me.
I don't see myself doing that.
Well, I need waiters, you know, to give out food. We do serve food, no. So
that seems below me. Can I be the guy that already owns a video game company that is in charge of a megalomania?
Do you want to be the villain?
Yes.
You want to be my Newman?
Yes.
I like this. This is much better now. Okay.
Yeah, your show just got a lot better, buddy.
I totally did. You're so, Vince Vaughn and you're Ben Stiller from Dodgeball.
Yeah,
like,
I'm good with that.
Now that you had to have seen, everybody. You're going to watch the video at that marker. Anyway, I like where this is going, though, because this could be a situation where, you know, my company keeps failing on all these different things, but yours is of course, succeeding on, like, exactly the same thing each yeah. step along the way. Maybe we meet up at different, like, indie game competitions or something like that.
Can I be, like, the guy from Grandma's Boy that wears, like, the trench coat and the Matrix glasses and has once robot legs?
I will allow that at the first gaming expo we bump into each other.
Okay.
That's what you're wearing at the first
one. I'm good with it. Can I like hide against the wall and put still everybody can see me?
Oh, good.
That is so much better. I love it.
Yeah, your show got way better.
So yeah. Doc Rev thinks you should be my busboy.
Yeah, Doc Rev can shut his mouth.
Maybe there could be an episode where you go undercover as my busboy to try and infiltrate and learn what our next project is.
Yes, because a guy that's successful making video games would go try and learn what your project is. Never made a video game and is now serving alcohol at a bar.
It's a sitcom where I'm the lead. At some point, you're going to lose. So
no, that's not true.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
I've written the show Bible, and that's what happens.
Episode two of my show takes place in Marvel's Civil War.
That makes sense.
And a bunch of the heroes are on different sides and stuff, but I have to try and fix it. But
I
quantum leaped into Howard the Duck, and that's how I have to fix it, as Howard the Duck.
I feel like you're doing that as a dig at Derek, because last week he suggested a Howard the Duck movie,
maybe.
And you were like, that's stupid.
It was stupid, but
you're wrong.
Howard the Duck, I have to fix it as Howard the Duck. That's part of the comedy. See, part of the situational comedy is the characters that I have to jump into are characters that shouldn't be a part of the issue, but now they have to be a part of the issue if I want to fix it.
So you're just going to jump into all of the terrible characters? Is that
maybe,
idea?
Yeah. Like, so for episode three, I did the situation where Vibe gets killed in the comic books. When they're fighting Dark, what do you call them?
Dark Seed? Dark. They're
fighting Darkseid.
One of DC's most intense villains, Dark.
Yes, and I'm Vibe, and I have to not die. That's the whole point. And then episode four is Deadpool wants a dog because Rorschach has a special relationship with dogs. I think that might have some situational comedy happening with that.
Okay.
Sitcom. We can call situation comedy sitcom for short. Then there's going to be Blackest Night.
You should really call some networks with that term. I think it could be
Episode five is Blackest Night, but Hal Jordan gets killed, and so the sentient math equation has to defeat whoever is the villain in Darkest Night, or Blackest Night. Really
what's the name of your sitcom?
The Kritzi-er is how you say the math equation's name. Rorschach, Deadpool, and Me. It's kind of like Marley and Me, except with Rorschach and Deadpool. It's kind of the idea there.
Do they die at the end?
Possibly.
Okay, that's fair.
Spoiler alert.
And then I have episodes.
I meant his show.
Episode six is Secret Invasion, but Skrull Aunt May is who I jump into.
Hot.
Yeah, and then episode seven is Rorschach spilled bean juice on the carpet again, human bean juice. And so, like, the first half of the first season is going to be all comic book stuff, but then we can move into like Star Wars. Star Trek, you know, Firefly. Maybe it didn't get canceled, or I have to save it from being canceled.
So you actually jump into the Fox Network,
right? Exactly. It's super meta. We're going really meta. Yeah,
that's interesting. You know, things like that. Have you thought about going into any of the other mediums, like the cartoons or anything like that, to change up the format? That was something I really liked about Community, when they would do those weird episodes.
Yeah, we could go into Archer and, like, do something there, or, like, you know, Simpsons.
I figured you'd go more like He-Man. Or
He-Man would be a good one, yeah. But, I mean, what's there to fix in He-Man? It's all, you know, just so great. You know. Wasn't there an animated series of Star Trek? Maybe I could fix that so it was actually good.
I mean, you can try.
Probably not possible.
You know, there's a lot.
Same with Enterprise. Maybe I can go into Enterprise. It would be funny if I went into Captain Archer after killing Scott Bakula in the first episode.
That would be a little weird. That would be weird. But that could be, I think that's a really good example.
I think that one quote taken out of context, going into Scott Bakula after killing, or going into Captain Archer after killing Scott Bakula.
That's it. That's where we cut it. That's yeah. Our commercial.
That's our tagline right there.
Going into Scott Bakula.
I like it. I think that's a lot of fun. I'm gonna note that.
Great. Just great.
Anyway. Continue.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of opportunities that we could go. I mean, I could even go into your show and fix it so it's good if sure. I needed to. Yeah.
So you have, like, no family members or friends of any kind?
Not really.
Outside of
it's
your
not
roommates.
A big focus. Okay. I mean, in the original Quantum Leap, not a sitcom, but I'm taking inspiration from that, where each episode is kind of its own individual thing. I guess eventually parents or somebody could show up in one of the episodes that's more focused on roommate living situations.
So you're able to leap home. When you complete these little missions.
Yeah, sometimes when Ziggy is figuring out what the next leap needs to be.
Okay. Yeah. Chat really wants you to be my busboy.
Yeah. Chat can shut their dang mouth.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. No? You don't think so?
No. I think it's not funny.
Okay. That's interesting. Ray, anything more from yours?
I mean, I really wanted to cast my parents. I thought I should cast Lauren Graham as my mom, who was the mom on Gilmore Girls, and ever since I saw that show, I was like, she'd be a better mom for me. And Dana Carvey's my dad.
Wow.
I love Dana Carvey. I have since I was a little girl, and I think he's just the coolest guy ever, so I would want to grow up with Dana Carvey as my father.
So, I'm sorry, who was Ryan Reynolds?
The ex-boyfriend that I turned down that I don't want to marry.
The ex-boyfriend.
He was playing Derek, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. For some reason, yeah.
Chris Hardwick's playing Chris Hardwick. That would be the only time I leave you.
The part if he proposed.
The part of Derek will be played by Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, seems legit.
I mean, that can only be an improvement. I can say that with certainty. So,
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds makes everything better.
You think he'd make you better?
Yeah, like, I think he would.
I mean, you don't think that? Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think I actually agree with Derek on this one. I'm going to be honest with you.
I really feel like if I say something, it's just mean. So, you know.
Wow. It's hurtful.
No, sweetie. Nothing can ever improve you. You're amazing.
Shut up, girl. I know it. Anyway.
Yeah.
This episode is a little off the rails.
It is.
It's fine.
Look, we
that's why you did it.
We spent 99 episodes sticking to a format.
Plus a few specials.
So now we're allowed to go off the rails a little
bit. We've reviewed dozens of films, done tons of pitches and top lists and analyses. And
we're going to go back to it because we have fun with it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff.
But, you know.
Every now and then we got to be a little silly. You know.
Speaking of silly, tune into our other podcasts. No, I'm just kidding. Don't listen to Gamer Heroes. It's not that funny.
It's not funny. No. It's very serious. Gaming is serious business, Ryan.
Doc Rev, I do really enjoy Ryan Reynolds' beefiness. That's
a throwback to episode 54, I think.
That is my type.
That was Adrian Brody. Why isn't Adrian Brody your love interest? That's what I want to know.
Have you seen him?
Like, he's beefy.
He's not attractive.
Give him, yeah, but I mean, you, beefiness.
That's not nice.
I'm not attracted to him. That's not fair. Like,
what is it about him, Rachel? Specifically, his face?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's harsh.
Poor guy.
This is not fair. Like, I'm allowed to not be attracted to some guy I'm never going to meet.
You might meet him. Maybe he's a fan of the show.
Tell him I'm sick because of how high-pitched I am right now.
That's true.
Maybe Doc Rev is actually Adrian Brody. You don't know. Now he's going to tune out.
That'd be crazy. How crazy would that be? That'd be a big twist on the show.
That would be a big twist. This whole time, Adrian Brody's been watching. He only tuned in because Rachel's pitch had him Cass once. Where she said he looked beefy.
He's
and
like,
she
I'm
going
to listen to this podcast for
yeah, exactly. And now he's gone. Way to go, it. Rachel.
You just
shut it down.
You just closed the app. It's over. Oh, man. All right. So are there any other details you guys want to add about your shows?
Rorschach is going to monologue a lot.
Makes sense. Is he going to be like an overarching narrator?
No.
Okay.
He's not going to be a narrator. But he's just going to, yeah, he's just going to be himself in monologue, and Deadpool's going to make comments about it, obviously.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of wall breaking of all the different walls, the third, the fourth, the fifth wall. All the walls are going to break from Deadpool, you know, every time he pops into a Star Wars universe, he'll make a Star Trek joke, and, you know, when he goes into your show, he'll make a joke about it being good.
Sure, of course, yeah.
He'll go into Rachel's show and make beefy Adrian Brody jokes.
I'm trying
to win him back.
He's
here,
going into this show.
Doc Rev wants us to stop picking on Ray, so I think that's bad. I actually thought it would be cool if my show had a narrator, and I wanted it to be Zach Braff, because I think he did a really great job on Scrubs, and I wanted to do something.
As long as he doesn't turn out to be an older version of you.
So that, I thought that would be hilarious.
That's the worst idea. I'm done with you.
Hey, leave me alone. I was told to make my own sitcom.
Is yours going to have a season 9?
I mean, we'll see what happens when we get there.
Okay.
Maybe on a different network.
Season 9 has gone well for
and the main
shows.
Character's going to be gone, and it's, you know. Are we talking about The Office or Scrubs? Just kidding.
Or you can do it How I Met Your Mother style and have it all in 3 days.
The whole show, actually, the entire show takes place with a course of
God.
It's
going to
be like 24, except it's 24 seconds each episode.
No, I'm just playing around, but...
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have stuck to that one. That was good. Let it go.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But my idea for the first season, though, is that by the end of the first season, we launch our first, like, little beta game on, like, you know, Steam, and you find out, basically, at the beginning of the next season if it went well or not. It didn't go well.
Did I buy it?
No.
Did I buy Steam and then kick your content off the platform?
You did not buy Valve.
Yes,
right?
I did. That's what we're writing.
No. Chat also says if you don't want to be a busboy, you could be an honorary shoe
shiner. No, we've already decided what I'm going to be. It's not a busboy or an honorary shoe shiner. And whoever you are in chat, I will find you.
Now,
I have a specific set of skills.
It's called Google.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. I think it would be interesting, though, if your character was, like, a master of disguise, but, like, in a really
like Dana Carvey
way.
Doing the turtle thing?
No, more like Barney.
That was a movie, wasn't
that's
it?
My dad.
Master of disguise?
I was talking about my dad.
More like Barney Stinson, but not as believable.
I give a lot of people high fives.
So, no, the disguise part.
Oh, I didn't watch that show, so I don't know.
Borderline felon?
What? No, the disguise part, like where he's the old man from the sea with the pipe, you know, that kind of thing. So you're in disguise, but it's always like really obscure, like out of the place type characters.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as I get to wear a trench coat and have robot legs in one episode.
I said in the very first Expo episode, you get to do that.
I'm good with it.
That'll be our mid-season break, our mid-season finale.
You're not going to meet the villain until the mid-season break.
Well, no, because life is his villain right now. He's got to get over life being boring.
Like, that's deep. That's way deeper than his show actually is.
There's going to be, like, all these threads of, like, us getting, like, just beat by this other company who, like, slides in first, and it's going to be your company.
Oh, okay.
And
what's the name of my company?
I hadn't decided that yet.
Rycor?
Riceps? I like it. Riceps, Inc.
Can it be Rycor Genesis and be slightly worse than all the other versions of the... thing? We could have a fake Arnold.
No.
That's my bodyguard.
No,
I
don't.
Call it Reinette, then.
Reinette, there you go.
I don't want that on my show at all.
Okay.
No.
Well, bummer.
It is a bummer, it is.
You do want Arnold Schwarzenegger on
Yeah,
show.
I was going to say.
That would be cool.
I just got you Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't get me wrong, that would be pretty neat. But
instead of being the Terminator, he's going to be dressed as Conan.
I really think he should just be a hobo living outside and, you know, you run into him.
I don't think Arnold would go for that.
That's fair.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you guys want to add about your shows? We're coming near the hour mark here.
I'm good.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought we could preview a bit about some of our upcoming episodes post-100.
Sure. So next week we're having John over from Gamer Heroes.
Yep.
And we're going to fan cast an Overwatch movie. We're doing it just like we did the Mortal Kombat film, where we split up the entire cast of Overwatch and we each pick an actor who we think is going to play it. We're not going to pitch a storyline. It's just the fan casting. We're going to go with the storyline actually in the webcomics and the game itself. So we'll go with that. But we each have 5 or 6 characters that we're going to cast, and it'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know we're also going to be doing some stuff, best movies of the 1980s.
Yes, we
did. Which I'm super excited about.
Best movies of the 90s in the past, and I'd like to do some from every decade. It'd be a lot of fun.
I should probably actually watch some movies from the 80s. I don't think I've seen any, so.
I'm really excited for when we get to the 1880s. That was a decade for movies.
Ignoring that, I feel like yours is going to be really limited because we've done so many.
I know, I've talked about
Ghostbusters and Labyrinth,
Dark Crystal, and Big Trouble in Little China, and Back to the Future. But I'm still going to say them all again, and I will say the same stuff over and over again.
Look, the 80s is probably my favorite decade in movies. I can say that fairly confidently without doing a bunch of research, but I loved 80s movies.
80s is my favorite decade of music, so.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely much worse out there.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that episode. That should be a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to be doing, a Black Panther review after that comes out in February. We'll be seeing that. Lots of stuff coming up.
We have a Valentine's episode.
You want to tell us about that one?
So it's a callback to when I tried a mini show on my own called I Ship It. And basically, we're going to talk about some of the characters that we want to be in a relationship, but we know that they can't because it's weird. It crosses timelines, or their brother and sister, or whatever we want. So, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
You want them to be together?
I don't actually. I find it.
I was
really
gonna say
disgusting.
That's a weird one to bring up. okay.
I find it really disgusting, but I guess a big popular thing in the Tumblr shipping universe is to have siblings. Like, there's a lot of Loki and Thor, like, gay sex fan art out there. And
at least they're not actually related.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean...
It is interspecies, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Are you against that kind of thing, Ryan?
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
With the species that we have available.
Yeah, I'm going to say 100% yes, I'm against that.
With the available data that you have.
Right, exactly.
That's fair. I get that. That's fair. Cool.
So yeah, February is going to be a good month. And of course, we're going to tackle all the big comic book movies of the year, as well as a lot of the sci-fi and fantasy. So not too much is changing.
Yeah, it'll be good. And don't forget, we also have a new sub-segment on the Screen Heroes feed, if you subscribe to it, called The Gauntlet. Every Sunday, we've got a new episode of The Gauntlet hosted by Ray.
Yes.
And Jeremy. Jeremy is co-host of the Saturday Morning Tooncast and Red Shirts and Runabouts, where they're doing an MCU rewatch. And it started with Iron Man. And Iron Man 2 is out now. So this coming week is Captain America?
No, Thor.
Thor's next.
Yes.
Bounce.
We have a ton of podcasts on the show. If you're listening to Screen Heroes, chances are you're going to like Gamer Heroes, or chances are you're going to like Welcome to Earth 2 because, Gamer Heroes stars Derek, and Welcome to Earth 2 stars us, Ryan and Ray. So
We're all over the place.
Yeah. We've got a lot to offer. If you don't like us, maybe you'll like something else on the show. We've got podcasts that don't involve either of us. So.
That's true, we do. But we have a new show every day of the week now, all 7 days, 7 different shows. So go check them out. All of our podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and Google Play, as well as our RSS feeds. Screen Heroes and Gamer Heroes are also available on Spreaker, which is pretty cool. You can find everything at heroespodcasts.com and at Heroes Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have a Patreon. Ryan, do you want to talk about our Patreon?
We have a Patreon. We would like it if you gave us money.
That's true.
Patreon.com/heroespodcasts.
That's right. We're working on some new ideas for some new content. We tried some stuff last year that didn't really rally a lot of excitement, and that's cool. So we'll try some more stuff. So go check that out. We'll be posting some behind the scenes stuff and things, and hopefully you will enjoy that. It helps us get new stuff like our wonderful new microphone here that we were able to get, and things like video equipment and other microphones, since there's 8 of us who host on the network now. So Thank you, everybody. Don't forget you can tune into this show live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central at twitch.tv/heroespodcasts. You can chat with us just like many people did tonight. We love talking to you guys.
It's a lot of fun.
Ryan at Buster Props, Ray at Siren Ray. I am the Star Trek dude. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.